Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, a court case required an expert witness. Stud poker intricacies are explained in court. Gambling case occupies the attention of an interested courtroom crowd. Before a critical audience, a demonstration of how the game of stud poker is played, with its varying intricacies, was put on in police court yesterday afternoon by Officer Frank White, assisted by attorney P.E. Geegan. The court expressed satisfaction with the exhibition. This feature of the session was occasioned by the appearance of Andrew Kolsifas on a charge of violating the law relating to gambling. The defendant was arrested by Officers White and Powell on East Park Street and was charged with permitting gambling to be carried on in his place of business. Both officers testified that they had entered the place of business conducted by the defendant, discovering chips and cards which were alleged to be used in gambling. "When I first entered the room," said Officer White, "several men were playing the game called casino, but the proprietor had spoken to them in a foreign language and the cards were shuffled and dealt out. I then left the rooms and in a few minutes returned to watch through the window. The players were then engaged in a game of stud poker." Officer Powell, who had been placed on the stand first, introduced chips which had been taken from the table where the players were playing. He declared that when he took the chips, one of the players insisted on counting his chips and did so several times. "I saw one man write something on a card and throw in three chips." He recalled a similar performance on the part of another player and said the officer explaining stud at this point, "The chips were shown, and upon request of attorney Geegan, representing the defendant, Officer White was asked to explain how stud poker was played. Taking the deck of cards, he carefully told, while the court and attorneys listened and watched critically, that the first card dealt is laid face down and is called the hole card, the other four being face up. The player with the highest card bets. In this mimic game, the officer gave himself a pair of queens, and he explained that he had Geegan beaten. The attorney had ace high. But then he went on and explained the game of casino, showing how it differed from poker. Both witnesses testified that they had seen no money in evidence, but emphasized the fact that one player had insisted on counting his chips. Judge Grimes dismissed the case after attorney Geegan had argued that under the complaint, proof of allowing gambling to be carried out in the defendant's house was lacking. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.